again today. Was hoping for somebody different, someone to blame. But when I woke up, nothing had changed. I look at that face again, pick it apart, desperately searching for somewhere to start. Today, my world changes. Today, my world changes. I can't forget.
That's Helen Austin from Vancouver Island and Paul Otten from Ohio, as the long-distance musical partnership that is the Big Little Lions, who are definitely no strangers to this radio show. With Oh It's You Again from their new recording, AM/PM. Their first concept album is actually based around a day in the life and the challenges we all face. To learn more about this intriguing new project, we're pleased to welcome Helen Austin and Paul Otten back to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
Hello, it's good to be back.
It's great to be here.
You must be the most prolific musicians I know, because not only do you do all this wonderful music as Big Little Lions, but you're also producing a lot of stuff yourselves under your individual programs. During the pandemic, I was used to the monthly email with, oh, here's our latest single. We've now moved from singles back to albums. And now, I don't know, are we going to go prog rock on the next one? Because we're into concept albums now.
What came out of COVID was Paul and his wife Jenny and me and my husband Trevor started doing a snack and chat every week. And we've continued it post-COVID. And it was on one of those snacking and chattings that Paul said, we should do a concept album.
Yeah, we've had a lot of ideas come from that. Even video ideas. So
We'll get into the video ideas in a few moments because I'm excited about that potential. Obviously, you have a very talented videographer in your midst. Doing a concept album was a radical departure from a band who's really, you know, being solidly producing singles. Tell us why you decided that the time was right to do something a bit broader.
I don't know. You know, it's as a songwriter, you're always looking for inspiration. And since we write for film and TV, we get a lot of ideas thrown at us. You know, we need a song for a scene or whatever. So we've been so used to writing in that form that we needed some kind of, I guess, concept to write around, or else we're just kind of start flailing. And like, I guess simple thought was to keep it cohesive because we've never tried that. It's like, why not try, you know, giving ourselves a brief instead of a publisher giving us a brief. And yeah, it kind of fell into place pretty easily, you know, with the concept of waking up and going to bed and everything in between.
Yeah, we spent a snack and chat kind of going through all of the different just titles. We like starting with a title. Mm-hmm. And so the first one that you just played, Oh, It's You Again, we wanted to make it personal as well. So when Paul and I are on tour, the first thing we say when we get up in the morning is, Oh, It's You Again. And so that's kind of where that came from. So we try to keep it like as personal to us as possible while still being broad, that broad kind of a day in the life.
And I think in your songwriting, you do like to challenge each other. Now, as I understand it, one of you will take the lead on writing a song, right? And then things will go back and forwards because you're obviously based so far apart. That's how things normally work, isn't it?
Yeah,
which one of us will have an idea and we'll run it past the other one and it'll either kind of get legs or fall by the wayside, depending on how we're feeling. It is a very organic thing. There's nothing is really planned out with us.
The interesting thing I find about the album is when you actually listen to it, it really does have that concept feel for it. I mean, once you start and you listen to the tracks, it's, oh yeah, you get the feel of this going through the day from the beginning to
good.
End.
You know, well done.
You know, it struck me on the first song, It's You Again. You have a mantra, I think, that came out the song, and I just wanted to give you a chance to talk about that.
It seemed that I was discovering my dysfunctional childhood through a lot of this album. So that was fun.
I think it could be taken a couple ways. I mean, yeah, Helen's channeling that, which she just mentioned. But it's also, you know, her take is she's not a morning person. I'm more of a morning person than her. You know, me, it's like, oh, it's you again. You survived another night. But Helen and my wife are both like, oh, it's you again.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Maybe it's just you, Paul. I am kidding, of course.
So it's all in the intonation. Then I guess as I'm a morning person, I would say, oh, it's you again. You know, it's interesting because I have a Thich Nhat Hanh mantra I use every day, which gets me going to try and focus on living in the moment. So I was just, you know, whenever anybody says, oh, we have this mantra, I thought, oh, I should think about that. Today, my world changes. Today, I have the opportunity to do whatever I want. Yeah, or today, you know, I will live in the moment and try and spread compassion as far as I can. I mean, that's not the exact quote from Thich Nhat Hanh, but because it's too long, but that basically is where you want to go.
We always write pretty positive lyrics, even when they're sad. We always need to have a positivity, and I have to kind of do the daily work of it's going to be okay. So that's kind of my little mantra.
This album tackles lots of different topics. I mean, you tackle anxiety in there. You know, some of them are quite heavy. Self hate, the grind of daily life is just, you know, something that we all have to deal with, but. There are also the issue of the perils of parenting and how you interact with your parents. And I want to go back to the album and play another track. And we're going to play a beautiful track, Worth the Time. But it has a really heavy story with it. I'm going to give you a chance just to talk about this song.
Well, this one was the most personal one. I have a very dysfunctional relationship with my father, who's still alive. I was just having a day of, I'm so tired of this, and I am worth listening to. I am worth, you know, engaging with and being interested in. And the first time I played it live, it was really hard because it is such a personal, because I just grew up feeling worthless. So I've had to work really hard and still working at it.
My heart was an open book, you didn't care to read. No glance, no second look, opinion preconceived. My cover said, pick me, please, my dedication bear. No waiting, no late fees, while I was waiting.
That's Big Little Lions with Worth the Time from their new album. It's entitled AM/PM, and this is a concept album. I'm hoping that it's going to come in a vinyl form and it'll have a nice gatefold sleeve that I can open up and look at all of the pictures of the band. I know it comes in a CD version, and you can get that from Bandcamp when it's released. June the 9th is the release date for this album. And interestingly, not only do you get a lovely CD case with it, but you also get a recipe for blackberry apple crumble ice cream. And I gather, Helen Austin, this is a sideline you're getting into, isn't it?
It was a COVID thing. I couldn't find the ice cream I wanted, and so I started making it, and it kind of got out of hand. People have asked me if I'm going to sell it. It's like, no, there's just too much stress in that, because I have a lot of booze in my ice cream as well. I don't think you're allowed to do that. It makes it creamier.
So for the album, you worked on songs individually and then together, and then you finally came up with that track list. And then, Paul, was it your role to actually start putting the album together?
My role is production and performance of a lot of this stuff. I mean, besides singing, you know, Helen does her part and some guitar parts. But mostly she gets busy with a lot of the lyrics. I contribute some, but we found that formula started to work for us a little bit better, where the idea comes and then I just get to work on production of it. And, you know, she starts lyrics because she writes lyrics so fast. I spend hours trying to come up with three lines. So she'll throw lyrics at me and, you know, we tweak them back and forth. But mainly I'm focused on the you know, just coming up with the concept of sonically how it's going to sound and all that.
And it has various iterations. Like he'll completely finish it and they'll go, nah, it's not what I wanted. And start all over
again. Or I'll do that as well.
Well, so yeah, I mean, you do that. You'll just go, yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, no, it's great. And you'll go, no, I can do a better version. I'm like, okay. Pretty much everything is Paul other than my vocals and a little bit of guitar and then a bit of my daughter's violin playing, and that is it.
And you also create videos for these songs. I mean, Worth the Time has a beautiful video, which we're going to include with the playlist for this episode. I'm curious, you know, because it's a concept album, is there going to be a video for every song? And, you know, I know you've done animation in the past, and I thought, oh my God, maybe this could be an animation project as well all the way through. I could just see, you know, your little figure getting out of bed at the beginning and looking in the mirror.
Yeah, I don't know whether little Helen and little Paul are going to make an appearance again. They're very difficult to move, those little figures. We do have a brand new video for 5 o'clock somewhere. We went on a band holiday recently. We were going to try and tour in Europe, and it was just logistically so difficult. And then I think it was Paul that said, why don't we just go on holiday together? Because the four of us get on so well. So we just came back from a European holiday where we just happened to film a video of us at the Colosseum, at the Eiffel Tower, everywhere, just singing the song.
It sounds like you've got this touring thing down. You go on tour to Europe and then decide not to bother playing any dates and just enjoy yourself.
Exactly. It was very stress-free. There was no instruments to carry or check. In fact, we all went with just carry-on luggage. It was great.
And it's 5 o'clock somewhere is just like the perfect song when you're having one of those days, right?
Yeah, it's that song's about kind of just wanting to, you know, shut it all down and just relax, which I think a lot of us have a hard time doing, just stopping and letting the day go.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's time to stop and go nowhere, but gravity still pulls me in when I'm leaving. It's closing time. I need something on and breathe an air with no one here but me. That's what I need. So me letting the day go, letting the wind blow and be gone a while, and so me letting the night in. I can begin to find myself. I may need to leave without a word. I can't guarantee I'll return. Don't wait around too long. I won't be here. I tend to disappear. Thank you. the chest and turn the sides closed. Slowly, slowly letting the day letting go, the day letting go.
That's Big Little Lions with It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere from their great new album, AM PM. Helen Austin and Paul Otten from the Big Little Lions are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the album, and let's be honest, just their wonderful approach to their music. So much fun. I'm intrigued. I may have to push for this video album to accompany it, because Helen Austin is one of those people who loves a challenge. And she loves to make videos. So I'm pretty confident if I keep talking about this enough, she will actually make a video version of the album to go with the songs.
You know what? I'll just keep... I mean, I take that challenge, Jen. And I can't resist a challenge. I'm not going to force things. But yeah, I think it's a nice way of keeping the album in people's minds if we just, you know, gradually put out a video for each song. So, darn it, Jen. What have you done?
You've talked a lot about, you know, mental health and been very open about your own challenges in that regard on previous songs that you've written. This album also has a bit of trying to help people get through, you know, this idea that it's okay, you know, to face challenges every day. I mean, isn't that part of the thing with a concept album like this?
Yeah, I think so. One of the songs I've just remembered it, almost... That I don't know if you know what happened to us with Facebook, where we were part of a scam. And when all that was going on, we were finishing this album when all that was going on. So we'd lost all of our followers. We'd lost our page. I'd lost my personal page. I did get that back. So all sorts of things were going on. And so we wanted one more song for the album. And so we wrote about the frustration of trying to get our Facebook back while they're just sending us emails going, this is of our highest importance and we are sorting this for you. And you're like, yeah, okay. So that's what Almost is about, literally.
Help but not
That's Big Little Lions with Almost from their wonderful new album, AM PM. Helen Austin, Paul Otten joining us on Folk Roots Radio today. So the album will be out shortly. What happens after that? Are you going to go ahead and tour this? I'm curious, is there, your shows, will you have like two parts to the show and the first half of the show will be playing this album all the way through?
Oh no, we're not going to play this album all the way through. Because of our distance, this is the tricky thing, is we don't get that that time to rehearse, so we can only choose songs that are going to come together fairly quickly. So we've got a tour coming up in July in BC, and then another one in the Midwest at the end of August, beginning of September. We're not like a normal band where they play the songs and then record them. We write the songs and record them, and then we go, ooh, how are we going to play this?
I always have that in the back of my mind when I'm producing something, but I just can't seem to dial it down enough to keep it simple.
We have time for one more song. We're going to play, I love this one, Why Won't My Brain Stop? Which is interesting because I spend a lot of time trying to calm my mind to keep it exactly where I want it. This is a song about insomnia, isn't it?
It is. It was actually inspired by a friend of mine who, he's a comedian back in England. All his Facebook posts were slept at this time, couldn't sleep. And I'm like, oh my goodness, because I used to be an insomnia. I'm not anymore because I found the right drugs.
You continue to make beautiful music. I love your songs. And
thank you.
I love the creativity that just oozes out of every pore of both of you. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Helen Austin and Paul Otten, they make music together as Big Little Lions. You can find them online at biglittlelions.com. We're going to wrap things up with Why Won't My Brain Stop from their wonderful new album, AM PM. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
The dark to close in. When will my thoughts shut up? Oh, they'll be here soon. These fraud intruders. Why won't my brain stop? Why won't my brain stop? Couple of hours, I can hold.